Okay, you're ready.
So the Torah tells us about the prohibition of Tumas Kohanim, the prohibition for a Kohen to come in contact with a corpse. In fact, not only come in contact, perhaps even being in the same room. As the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that a Kohen should stay away, certainly from a Jewish cemetery, that's a given, but perhaps even a non-Jewish cemetery, because that's a machlokis among in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Bali Tosas, whether a Kohen could be in the same room as a non-Jewish corpse, what it's called Tumas Ohel. Everyone agrees you can't touch the corpse, but could you be in the same room? So that's a discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim. It's a major question in terms of many areas. Number one, is can you go into a non-Jewish cemetery? The Shulchan Aruch says no, but the question is why not? So some say we see from the fact that Shulchan Aruch says no, that means it applies to Gentiles. Others say, unfortunately, that's not the case. Unfortunately, we know there are many Yidden buried in Jewish cemeteries, and therefore maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch said it was no good. And also regarding the question, which is a whole question in its own right, Kohanim going to medical school. Is it even... So some say there's nothing to talk about. In fact, Rav Herschel Schachter, one of the rabbis at Yeshiva University, so he goes around, he speaks in different yeshivas in Israel. I mean, why you send them around? So he had a Q&A session. So one of the kids asked, he said, you know what? I'm a Kohen, and I want to become a doctor. Could you tell me things? What do I have to know when I go to medical school? He says, there's only one thing you have to know, that you can't go to medical school. The kid was not too happy. Okay, so, and many say there's nothing to talk about, but within those who say there is something to talk about, it only gets off the ground if you assume that you could be in the same room as a non-Jewish corpse. And in Israel, it's a bigger problem unless they're using Arabs or something else. But assuming they're using non-Jewish bodies, so then we could discuss the question. In fact, people say Rav Moshe Tenor, the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Feinstein, people say he gives a heter. He was lenient in going to medical school, which number one is Rav Moshe Feinstein was very against. He said, some people say it's based on pikuach nefesh, saving lives, but he said we never permit something now, because to 5 years from now you might be in a position to save lives. In fact, he even discusses even if there were no doctors, you know, whether you could do it now for later. But he doesn't buy the argument. It's very one of his few responsive with very strong language that it doesn't make any sense. You can't permit something now based on pikuach nefesh, which is not going to happen until another 10 years from now or 5 years from now. The Rav Moshe Tenor, what people say is, he says you could go to medical school. So I spoke to a friend of mine who said, he wanted to find out what does he actually really say. So he spoke to someone, and he said he knew he asked Rav Tenor. So he said, so tell me what happened. So one guy said, I called up Rav Tenor. I said, my name is Yaakov Shlomo. I'm a Kohen. I'm planning on going to medical school. So Rav Moshe Tenor said, okay. And he hung up the phone. In other words, like, he doesn't give no blanket heter that you... So basically what his shita is, and it's not that... everyone would agree to this. He basically says, if you could make up a hypothetical where you never have to touch the dead bodies. In other words, if you have your lab partner doing, if you could work out an arrangement where physically speaking, you never have to touch the body, then you could go. It's not a matter, it's just a reality. In fact, who knows, maybe whether we're 5 years away or 50 years away from virtual medical school, who knows? But I think right now, they still believe in a hands-on approach. There's nothing like learning in real life. Someone about going or, you know, it's a sensitive question. I don't know if the person things like I'm saying, he can't, you know, it's his own sensitivity. Now, Mom is asking him a question, so actually, I wasn't going to ask him, but someone else next to me asked him, so that was even better. So he said, "Yeah, actually," he said, "I sent a couple of, I wrote, this is like 50 years ago, whatever it was, maybe 40 years ago. He wrote to a couple of Gedolim about it. He said, there's only one who got back to me. That was the Sri Deish, Rav Yaakov Weinberg. And he wrote, he says, if basically, similar to Rav Tengler, basically says, if you don't touch the body, if you use like a stick, or he even said more like using a stick or a twig, but basically the bottom line is, if you don't, whatever he was saying, I heard someone talked about wearing gloves and stuff, whether that really helps. But the bottom line is, there's a prohibition for a Kohen to come in contact with the dead. So that's not changing. The question is, in terms of Kohanim and medical school, the question is whether you could go, going to Rav Moshe Tengler and Rav Yaakov Weinberg, if you could, everyone would agree to this, if you could make a hypothetical where you don't come in contact with the dead, then there's no blanket thing about Kohanim and medical school. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Shlomo Gorin. He says, he has a very big chiddush. He writes that how he permitted it based on the following. There's a halacha in the Gemara. First of all, a dead body is considered the avi avos. The highest level of tuma is a dead body. That's why, in fact, there's a custom, even there's a separate question on what about a wife of a Kohen, whether she could go, a pregnant wife of a Kohen, whether she could go to a cemetery. That's one issue. But even a wife of a Levi, a wife of Yisrael, the minig Yisrael is pregnant women, if possible, avoid the cemetery, because the cemetery is the highest level of tomb of death, and a pregnant woman's the highest level of life. You have, you know, two lives in there. So that's the minig anyway. So the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? We don't have the Parah Duma anymore, as we read about, and therefore you can't become pure. So once you come in contact with the dead, so then you're tummy for the rest of your life. So the question is there an additional prohibition for me to come in contact with the dead again? And we're going, okay, the first time I'm prohibited, but once it's already happened, and just about everyone comes in, you know, contact in some way, being in a room where... So that's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes, each time you come in contact with a mace, you violate an additional biblical prohibition. And I think you get makis each time. So the Rambam is clear. The fact that we're tummy today doesn't change anything. The issur isn't just becoming tummy. The issur is coming in contact with the dead. And the Ravid disagrees and says, what's the difference? Bizman Hazeh, we're all tummy mace. So again, it's not clear what he says, but he says something which could be interpreted as perhaps he's saying it's okay, that since a Kohen is tummy mace anyway, so once tummy, always tummy, there's no problem to go ahead and to come in contact. So that's the Machlokas Rambam, right? But we pass in like the Rambam, that it's an additional prohibition. And in addition, the Rambam writes, however, when is it okay? If you're in, let's say right now you're touching the corpse, so while you're touching the corpse, you could touch six corpses. As long as you're still in the same process of touching, there's no separate prohibition. But once you leave the scene of the crime or wherever, and then you redo it, that's a violation. So even the Rambam agrees, tumah b'chiburim, when you're connected to the tumah, there's no additional. So comes along with Shlomo Gorin and says, I have an eitzah for a Kohen. What you do is, there's a halacha in the Gemara of Charav Harehu Kuchola, that a sword has the status of a dead body. In other words, if a sword, a metal sword, touches a dead body, the sword has the same status as a dead body. It's a special halacha. So therefore, and yet, okay, that wouldn't help us, except the Ramah Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, that a Kohen is allowed to come in contact with this. It's a special halacha. A Kohen is allowed to come in contact with this sword, even because then else it will be impossible for a Kohen to do things. The bottom line is, when the Kohen is permitted to touch the sword, even though the sword came in contact with the dead. So comes along of Shlomo Magarin and says, I have an idea. You take your ring, you give it to your Levi or Yisrael friend who is going to the cemetery. Let him go to the cemetery, bring it back, put it on your finger. And then as the Rambam says, you're in a constant state of Tumah. So the Rambam Shita is, as long as you're Tameh, so you could be Tameh 100 times. So that was his famous tshuva.
Depending on who you hold by.
Exactly. Many people didn't like it because they felt the prohibition isn't just becoming Tameh. There's a special prohibition of Kiruv Lameis, coming closer. As long as you... So therefore, it's true that the halacha of Chara HaKokola works, but by you going to medical school, you are putting yourself in this, that you can't do. That's what obviously Shlomo Goren says you can do, but others who disagree say, Rav Herschel Shechta among many, and therefore, but he says the Isser is coming in proximity. Whether you become Tummy or not isn't the issue. Like we pointed out today, like you're already Tummy anyway. So if the issue was only Tumas May, so then that would be like the Rivid. That it, and yet we pass in like the Rambam, and then they point out, and therefore he says, that's why the more leniency is by Kohanim on airplanes. I don't mean an airplane with a dead body in the plane, that's a separate issue, but I mean flying over cemeteries, which just about, notice every airport's like surrounded by cemeteries, because the issue is, because the halacha is that Tuma goes all the way to the Rakia. The halacha is that the cemetery goes all to the F4. So what in the Hatayrim are, that since you're not coming closer, you're going further away, so there's more room for leniency. So to summarize, we were discussing the prohibition of Tumas Kohanim, the biblical prohibition of Tumas Kohanim, and the challenges of a Kohen if the Kohen attempts to go to a medical school. And that's what, as Rav Soloveitchik said, that basically that's all we have left. All we have left today for Kohanim is not coming in contact with the dead. He was very reluctant in permitting it. He thought he was against it because that's the we're going to lose the status of once Kohanim start coming in contact with the dead, what else do you have left? And therefore he was also, him and Rav Moshe and others, and are very against Kohanim going to medical school.